Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about everybody's favorite topic, shame. You can find me on Instagram at Joe Ryan. If you're interested in coaching, you can go to joeryan.com/coaching and book a free consultation. For all my other social links, you can go to joeryan.com/links. All right, here we go. I have clients on 5 different continents, many different countries, different nationalities, different belief systems in politics, religion. I have straight, gay, trans, undecided. These people could not be any more different from each other in so many ways. Yet, they all have the same thing that all of us have. Shame, and they're trying to work their way through it. Shame is the elusive feeling. It is so difficult to pinpoint. It is all encompassing. It is just this dull ache, this emotional heaviness that keeps us stuck. Shame is a protector from feelings, from abuse. It's a wall. It's this isolation. It lives in the darkness. It doesn't want to be seen. The only way to work through shame is to shine some light on it, to get in there and see it. We have to fight through those emotional chains and start trusting our choices. See, we were taught that our feelings and our instincts and our desires didn't matter. When we followed our feelings, we were usually abused or shamed or ridiculed or humiliated for them. So we don't trust ourselves. We don't know who we are. So we don't know who we want to be in this life. All we know is that we're not happy with who we are and where we are. And when we start to go against our family systems, our roles, and those uncomfortable feelings come up, it's just too difficult. We don't want to have to fight through it. We don't trust our instincts. We don't trust what we feel is real and true and genuine for us because it goes against what we have known. And this stuff is so ingrained on an unconscious level. It is just body reactions that come up, and we have learned not to move in the directions of our wants, needs, and desires because they were never met. And the thought of not having them met now is excruciatingly painful to have to deal with the humiliation and the rejection and the loss and the abuse. We woke up one day and we realized we have been living a lie. How did we not know this? I've said this many times, a fish doesn't know it's in water until you take it out of water. When you are in that family system and you are in that role and you don't have boundaries and you abandon yourself for the system to survive, you create this false self, this persona, and you live it and you think and you know it to be true. Every one of my clients is trying to break through that false self, that programming, that conditioning. They know that they are in there and they are fighting and struggling every day to break the programming and the conditioning. Shame keeps us isolated. It keeps us hidden. It keeps us in the dark. There's a humiliation that we feel about who we are. And the way we want to live feels wrong to the projection outside, to those mirroring faces. See, I couldn't make a move without asking 4 people if it was okay, because I don't trust myself. I need to make sure that what I'm doing, what I'm saying, how I'm acting, and the things that I am pursuing in my life are acceptable to who's around me. I'm codependent because I don't know who I am. I've cut off that emotional connection to myself. I have no connection with self. And the way I would get connection to myself is that I was drinking, I would drug it. And then all of those voices and all that negativity and all that shitty mirroring that I've absorbed over the years would go away for a little while because it would quiet my brain down enough to get below all of that shit. But I still wasn't being real because my mind was altered from the drugs and the alcohol. I couldn't deal with the feelings and the emotions of going against my role in my family system. I was told I was selfish when I did for myself. When I feel bad, what do you have to feel bad about? I don't know, I just feel bad. No, you don't. Oh, okay. So when I have a feeling and I express it, you tell me it's wrong. Why the fuck would I ever trust my own feelings? When you are told constantly that what you're feeling is not real. Breaking out of the shame is going back into the shame. Remembering the humiliation and those painful feelings and sitting with them and trying to learn how to reframe them. There is a life outside of your role, and it is uncomfortable. It is like being dropped in a foreign country and trying to figure out how to survive and fit in. You're giving up everything that you've known, all the tools, the roles, the systems, all that you relied on that made up who you became. You have to get rid of them. You have to slowly dismantle them. You have to see them for what they are. We have to start paying attention to our feelings, how it feels for us, regardless of how it looks outside of us. And that's the hard part. I got asked a question on an interview the other day about setting boundaries with your family and how when you try to set boundaries, when you say no and you choose something outside of the system, how they will guilt you and shame you into conforming and getting back in line. People ask me, well, how do I get people to change? By setting boundaries. You don't get them to change. You can't get anybody to change. You have to change. You have to start becoming strong enough with your choices, and you do that by getting to know who you are. Getting below that guilt that you feel when you start living your own life. See, I would try to set boundaries and I would get guilted and shamed. Oh, you're not coming again? Oh, really? You know, one day we're not going to be here and then you're going to be sorry, mister. Oh, death guilt. Thank you. That was real nice. So I choose to live my life the way I want. And you're telling me that you will die someday and I'm going to regret this. That's real sweet. Thank you. And that, I had to hear that once, and I learned never to say no again. I'm going to cause this upset in the system. Everybody is going to look at me and judge me when I already feel worthless. See, I can't have that. I need all of you to look at me positively because I can't find that within myself. So I conform to who's around me and give them what they need me to be so that they don't judge me because I can't handle the judgment. When you start to find out who you are, when you start to live the life that you want, when you start showing up for yourself, and you start setting limits and boundaries with other people. Boundary is a line. It tells people where your responsibility for them ends and the responsibility for you begins. And if they can't handle that, they're either going to toss you away and cut you out, or they're going to have to accept it at some point. It is about you dealing with the body reactions within your body. You see, if we can't handle judgment, if we can't handle being guilted, if we can't handle being shamed, we're going to constantly conform. And if we are afraid of the shame, if the shame is painful and we avoid it at all costs, all we do is keep abandoning ourselves not to feel it. So we have to go back into it. I would lay in my bed and I would think about the most humiliating things about childhood. I mean, just painfully humiliating scenes and events that had happened, and how I didn't stand up for myself, and how I allowed the abuse, and how I just started to roll over because it was easier than fighting back because I couldn't win. And I would lay in my bed and I would feel humiliated. I mean, that pain, the emotional pain, was always so much worse than the physical pain. Because the physical pain would wear off. I mean, yeah, you're going to be hypervigilant and on guard for it, but it was that slow drip of emotional guilting that shamed you into being somebody that you're not, just to please the people around you so you didn't feel bad anymore. You are going to have to feel bad before you start feeling good. You have to start reliving that shame. Humiliate yourself to yourself in private. Start to understand that you were not wrong, that you had to do this. You had to adapt to survive, but you no longer need to do it. It is starting by setting boundaries with the people around you, starting to say no, starting to stand up for yourself, and experiencing the negative feelings, the uncomfortable emotions, the anxiety, the not good enough, and start to get comfortable with it. See, if you can handle your own shame and your own embarrassment and your own humiliation, and you can make peace with it, and you can understand why these things happen, you can have a choice not to allow people to treat you that way anymore. Nobody around you is going to change for you. It's not going to happen. You have to change for you. And in that process, you are going to lose people in your life. If people are guilting and shaming you into being something that you're not to please them, they need you more than you need them. But they have spun it in a way that we believe that we need them more than they need us. And if they leave and they walk out and they shut that door and they tell you to go fuck yourself, you're going to be better off in the long run. The less people in your life when you are dealing with shame, the easier it becomes. You see, if you're a people pleaser and you're hypervigilant and you're worried about how everybody thinks and feels about you, the more people you have in your life, that's more to keep track of. When you start to pare that number down and only keep the people in your life that allow you to set boundaries, that allow you to be you, that allow you to say no, that allow you to speak up and make your own choices and don't guilt you for it, the more you can build on those strengths. And when you get to know yourself and you know how to set boundaries and limits with others, you can then try to go back to the people that you feel you want or need in your life, other family members. But they need you more than you need them. And that's the one thing we have to start getting through our heads. They have made us dependent on them. See, they don't feel good about themselves. They feel uncomfortable. They feel shame. They don't want to feel that anymore. So they put it on you. And they make you dependent on them for love and affection and attention. And you give yourself up so that you can keep getting that supply, because you don't know how to give it to yourself because it's never been modeled. You have never seen it. You don't know how to do it. And none of us wants to go back and feel bad any worse than we do. But when we avoid the shame, we avoid the bad feelings. See, it's this long, dull, slow ache. When you go into that shame and you get below it and you get into the feelings that are under it, it is way more painful than shame. It is way more difficult. Shame is a never-ending, dull ache that you live with forever unless you start to look at it, to get in it, to absorb it, to feel it, to reframe it, to realize that you did not have a choice, that you had to live this way to survive, but you don't have to anymore and you don't want to. Slowly start setting limits and boundaries with people in your life. Get used to saying no with the feelings that come with it when you disappoint people. You see, most of us that are listening, we're not allowed to disappoint people. We can disappoint ourselves all day, every day, and that is absolutely fucking normal for us. And that is disgusting. that we were raised and programmed and conditioned to believe that. We have to start being there for ourselves. And by being there for ourselves is to start to make peace with the things inside of you that you're avoiding. And all of those feelings are wrapped up in shame. Shame takes that sharp, hurtful pain away, turns it into this dull ache that is just emotionally heavy and fearful, where we've created a life that is predictable, that is safe and secure. It is boring and it is stuck and there is no growth. You're safe and you're comfortable, but you're not happy. You have this long, dull ache, but you can't seem to access joy. It's because the shame is covering it up. So you have the shame, you have the original pain, and then you have that endless source of joy below that. If you don't start dealing with your shame to get to the pain and relive the original experiences that you need to relive so that you can reframe it and keep going back to it so it is not as scary and not as painful, you can start to get to that joy. And when you get that little pinhole, that little pinprick through the shame and through the hurt, and you can tap that joy, that true essence of your being, that little pinhole will never fully close up, and it will just keep getting bigger. I still deal with shame. I still deal with hurt. I still deal with anxiety. I still deal with fear and insecurity and lack of competency every fucking day. I just don't let it take me over anymore. I learned how to talk to myself. I understand what it is. When I feel a certain way now, I can pinpoint it because I've taken the time to get to know me, to understand my feelings and my body reactions. I have gone through telling people in my life to go fuck themselves. I have put up boundaries. I have put up walls. And when people don't respect them, I cut them out. Or they'll cut me out. Or they're going to get tired of trying to guilt and shame you, and you stick to your guns with that boundaries, and they're going to have a choice to make. They will either adapt and stop doing it so that they can have you in their life, or they're going to not want you in your life. And why the fuck would we want people in our lives that don't respect our boundaries? Because we need to feel loved and connected, and we don't know how to do ourselves because we were shamed from day one. Nobody taught us how to feel good about ourselves. They taught us how to make them feel good about themselves. Be this person so I can show you off and feel good about myself, and I don't have to feel my own shame. And I'm going to put you on a shelf, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to be a good little kid until I need you. And then I'm going to pick you up, and I'm going to shine you up, show you off, and you're going to perform, and then I'm going to put you back on that shelf. What kind of fucking life is that? You deserve better. Nobody is going to change for you, and nobody is going to teach you how to love yourself. You can find people in your life that are good for you, that will listen to you, that will not discount your feelings, that want you to grow. Find people in your life that the better you do, the better they do. That's how you want the people in your life to feel. I don't want people around me miserable. I want people around me to do good, to be better, to feel better about themselves. I don't want to shame them into giving me what I want so that I don't feel uncomfortable. I don't want to do to them what was done to me. But we can't be doormats and people pleasers. It's never going to change until you start standing up for yourself, until you start getting in there and knowing what you're ashamed of. I'm ashamed we came from no money. My family was, half my side of my family was Italian off the boat, man. They came through Ellis Island. Italians in this country in the turn of the century, they were dirty, disgusting people that came here. They were littered in shame, my family. They migrated from Lower Manhattan into Queens, and they all migrated together, and they went to an Italian neighborhood, because there was safety. They didn't feel their shame, and they became this close-knit family that had a set of rules that they lived by so that they never felt shame. And I got to tell you, as shameful as they are, they were the most judgmental human beings I had ever met. They felt so bad about themselves. They created this perfect little world with the people that came from the same place, that anybody that did anything differently, they just completely tore them apart and judged them. And I listen to this every day. So when you try to go against that system, when you try to put a mirror up and say, hey, maybe this isn't the right way to do it, they are going to smash you down because they're going to have to take a look at themselves. A lot of you are not going to be able to do this work within your family system. And you already do some of it, but you don't let anybody know, and that's the shame. When you do things against your family system and outside of your role, you don't fucking tell them. You don't show them. You have to go off and feel like a deviant and do it in hiding. They were so shame-based that they had to shame you so that they didn't feel their shame. So you don't do anything outside of that system because you can feel their shame. And it doesn't matter if they live with you anymore or not, or if you're living halfway around the world. You take it with you. You have never emotionally left home. You are still living by the rules of that family system, and you've adopted that role, and you've taken it with you everywhere. And when you do it in secrecy and you go out of that role and out of that system, you feel that shame. You have to work through that shame. You have to get to the other side. There is such a freedom and a lightness and a joy. It's painful going through it. I mean, this is the hardest work I've ever done, is to live my life my way. And if I look at it through the mirror of my family system, I shame myself. And I've had to learn how not to do that. I am living a life that doesn't work for that family. So I had to leave that family to find out who I was outside of that system. And now that I know who I am, without them, without the role, without the system, I can choose to go back and not be emotionally triggered when they try to shame me. When I try to set limits and boundaries, they can respect it, not respect it. Honestly, I don't care. I know the way I'm living works for me. Does it look good on paper from them, their point of view? Absolutely not. Will they ever accept it? Will they ever acknowledge it? No. I do not need them to feel good about me. I don't need them to be proud of me. I don't need them to like me anymore. You see, when I didn't feel good about me and I wasn't proud of myself and I didn't like myself, I needed everybody around me to feel that way about me because I didn't know how to do it myself. The way to do this is you have to go through the shame, into the hurt, to find out who you are so that you can feel good on your own. And then you can put yourself in any situation and you can be shamed and judged and ridiculed. And you're going to be okay because you know who they are, who you are. You know yourself. And you know what they think and say no longer matters. Do I wish they loved me? Do I wish they care about me? Do I wish they took an interest in me? Do I wish they were proud of me? Sure, I'm human. Why wouldn't I want that? But I needed it like heroin. So I gave myself up to feel it. And when I broke ties and I started doing this work, I not only had to deal with my own shame, but I also had to deal with their judgment. And I had to learn how not to emotionally take care of them anymore. I know I hurt them. I didn't mean to. It wasn't like a vicious thing. But by taking care of myself hurts them, honestly, fuck them. At some point, you're going to have to learn how to take care of yourself. That's what this is all about. We don't want to be codependent people pleasers anymore. We want to live a more authentic, genuine life that's filled with love, happiness, joy, spontaneity, where we're not constantly watching ourselves from behind, where we're not thinking about every move that we make to make sure it's okay, to not make mistakes, to worrying about being perfect and how it looks. I was always worried about looking like an asshole. Well, I can be. And now I own that part of me. But I could never do that before because I was an empty shell of a human being that relied on everybody around me to fill me up. You see, I should have gotten those needs met at 1, 2, 3, 4 years old. And if those needs were met at that point, I wouldn't have needed to drink and drug and run around like a fucking lunatic for decades to ease my pain. And one day that pain was so great, the drinking, the drugging did not take it away. That I had to go into the hurt, I had to go into the shame, I had to go into the humiliation, and I had to cut people out and stop caretaking. Because I've never taken care of me. I always took care of everybody else. And I'm sure you've been doing the same thing. Start taking care of yourself. Start setting small boundaries. Start saying no. Start exploring your hurt and your pain, but also start exploring joy and happiness and treat yourself to some fun. This is it, man. This is the one life. And time is ticking. If not now, when? So get in there. Get into the hurt. Get into the pain. Go love that little abused kid that you've been ignoring and abandoning forever. He or she deserves it. You deserve to give it to yourself. Nobody is going to do it. The world around you is not going to change to make this easier for you. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.